Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome again to The Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herb, Bob Buhner in Sunbury Motors Studio East. Steve Jones in the Sunbury Motors Studio West will join us here momentarily. Couple of interesting things I thought we could pass along early here, Bob, before we start talking about Lift for Life and Penn State football with Steve.
All right.
One of the things was the supplemental draft in the NFL. A very exciting moment. Okay, maybe not. It's not the same as the regular draft.
Did they call your name out this time?
They didn't call any name out.
Oh, boy.
For the second consecutive year, there were four players that were available in the supplemental draft that would appear. And none of them got picked by anyone. It is so quick. They do it via email. Obviously, it's not televised on the NFL Network. So it took about maybe 5-10 minutes from beginning to end for all the teams to pass. Now, that's not to say, Bob, though, that some big names have never come out of the supplemental draft since they started in 77.
Well, there have been, but it's been a unique kind of a situation. I mean, of the four that came out, I think there was one fellow, middle schooler from Selins Grove, kid from Bloomsburg on the JV team, but not a lot of things that would cause a general manager to say, got to have that guy.
Well, it's usually been players that lost their eligibility between the draft
exactly.
And the beginning of the next season. Usually they're ones that ran afoul of the law or did not keep their academic obligations, we'll say.
Apparently someone who brought an ankle bracelet to draft day.
Possibly, yes. Yeah.
Shouldn't say that. That's not fair.
43 players have been selected since 77. Some of the big names, Bernie Kosar. From
University of Miami.
Right, a Cleveland quarterback in 85. Chris Carter in 87. I did not know that. By the Eagles in 87.
Okay.
Brian Bosworth, I do remember that, also in 87.
University of Oklahoma, I believe, the Boz.
Yeah, he did get into some legal issues. Isn't that what happened to him, that he had to go into supplemental?
Yeah, apparently.
He had some issues.
I think it had something to do with a bar fight and steroids, but I shouldn't say that because that's not fair to
I'm not sure exactly what it was either. I'll have to look that up.
But he had some issues. Didn't he go to Seattle?
He did. He did go to Seattle. Josh Gordon. Is the other player
Flash Gordon.
Of names
yep.
From Cleveland in 2012. But the last 2 years, no one has been selected.
And, of course, we're winding down to the All-Star break in Major League Baseball. 4 days left before the players get a little bit of a break, except for those going to the All-Star game this year. So we're going to see how the unofficial halfway mark is always the All-Star game break. So get a chance to assess Major League Baseball. And, of course, in news that has everybody just still coming down from yesterday's incredibly exciting soccer game between the Netherlands and Argentina, 130 minutes of nobody scoring. Pardon?
Is it over?
No, they're actually in extra time. They had a few injuries.
My understanding is that the Dutch team left and Argentina still didn't score.
Exactly. It was, isn't it amazing how in sports you go from one of the most outrageous, outscored games that ever occurred, where Brazil goes down to Germany 7-1 in an unprecedented goal-scoring barrage, and the next day they didn't even bother bringing the nets out onto the field until the last 10 minutes because they figured they wouldn't need them till then. And even then, it really was optional.
But that's what I've talked about in terms of the philosophy and the beauty of sports and why sports is so popular now among TV networks, and that's why they bid so much money. It is still the one thing on TV or radio that is unpredictable. And because there's no formula and it's unpredictable, they're drawing more and more people. I watch a show, for example, let's take the number one show on TV. That's NCIS. If for the most part, there may be a twist or a turn here and there, but for the most part, everything wraps up into a nice bundle when it's done.
And they always get their man or woman.
Right. Right. And you know the direction it's going in. Sports, you don't know. I mean, suddenly out of nowhere, you'll get a game where Penn State beats Michigan in basketball. And there'll be then suddenly you get a day where Seattle crushes Denver in the Super Bowl. And you don't know. And then the other part is there's a certain segment of the population that doesn't really care about the games, but they love the anticipation of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just that is truly the biggest.
I'm not biting.
You were tempted to.
Not long, no. I'm not biting on that one.
So now what we have coming up in the World Cup, Argentina, who likes to score in sudden death shootouts, and Germany,
yeah.
But
think of this. The Netherlands,
yes,
played 250 minutes of soccer. Okay?
Yep.
That's extra time and everything. And no goals were scored on either side in the 250 minutes.
Is that a good goalie, or is that just
no
weak offense?
That's 4 hours of soccer plus.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours and 10 minutes of soccer. Right? Okay. Nobody scored. Neither team.
I was glad I was in a car driving to some meetings when that game was on after I left the studio yesterday, because I would not have been able to watch it on a screen without damage to the screen.
I don't remember the years, but the last time Germany won the World Cup, it was against Argentina. And the last time Argentina won the World Cup, it was against Germany.
Yeah, it was 86 and 90.
That was in the 80s, but yeah. I couldn't remember the other one.
And then, yeah. Well, of course,
yeah,
back
you know
in...
How, and you know how I feel about the theory on series.
I know.
Nobody in either... When players on teams weren't born when it happened, does it really have any relevance?
I just found it interesting for historical perspective, well, that's all.
I think back in 1940, the Germans actually won, even though there was no World Cup that year, against the Netherlands. And that has made the Netherlands revenge-seeking ever since.
Yeah, no, absolutely, no. When you're trying to avenge 74 years of hell,
exactly.
I mean, let's face it. You know, come on.
I have some other interesting stuff involving, I think, players that you would be familiar with, Mr. Jones, quite well, as a matter of fact. It seems the NBA is cranking up again, even though it got not even a month off before it starts looking at players again. And the Pelicans are working on their summer workouts. They brought in Drew Crawford of Northwestern and Cameron Ayers of Bucknell.
Yeah, they're there. And in Las Vegas this week, the Sixers, who had been in Orlando before, the Sixers team is going to be in Las Vegas this week. And Tim Frazier is going to play for them.
Excellent.
Orlando didn't change its nickname, did they?
With the Magic?
No, it's a joke, because I guess Charlotte's back to the Hornets now.
Ah.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I just don't know what jersey to put on anymore. Before they were the Hornets? What were they last year? They were the Bobcats?
Who?
Charlotte.
Yeah, the Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats.
Yeah, they were. Well, what happened was the Charlotte Hornets were there, and they moved to New Orleans. They became the New Orleans Hornets. They gave Charlotte an expansion team when they built a brand new arena with luxury suites and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And the Hornets name was gone, so they nicknamed them the Bobcats. Well, Hornets doesn't really fit New Orleans just the way Jazz doesn't fit Utah.
Never seemed to bother Utah, but okay.
No, I mean, they were the New Orleans Jazz.
Right.
That's why
they're
the Utah Jazz.
Right.
And so they decided that, look, Pelican was better for them in terms of marketing and so forth. Charlotte really wanted the nickname Hornets back because that's how people have identified them. And to be honest with you, it's a nice natural fit.
Yep.
And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans said they were okay with an NBA team borrowing their nickname.
Well, you got to sign off those rights.
Well, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, by the way, are owned by Chuck Greenberg, who owns the State College Spikes.
That's correct.
Question, Steve. Did Cameron Ayers ever play head-to-head against Tim Frazier when Bucknell and Penn
State? There are moments, but, you know, Ayers was playing more forward.
Okay. I was trying to recollect that, and that would be a nice story if they both guarded each other for, like, you know, the two or three games that the Bison and the Lions have played. But no, darn it.
There's a moment where everybody faces everybody on the floor. Sure. Just on mismatches, switches, and things like that, because most teams play man-to-man. It does happen. And they did face each other from time to time. For the most part, though, Timmy was, like, guard-to-guard against somebody. Like Steven Casper, I think, is the guy that mostly got Tim Frazier last year.
Which would be a real tough matchup for Casper, for sure.
Casper was great in that game. Casper had 25 points in the game.
I think you're right.
I think he dished out, I want to say, 7 or 8 assists in that game. Casper was brilliant. Brilliant. So,
by the way, we should mention that Mike Muscala
of
the Atlanta Hawks will be playing in the Summer League as well, I understand.
Most of the young
players on each team. For example, for the Sixers, Nerlens Noel is finally getting his chance to play and has been brilliant so far for the Philadelphia 76ers Summer League team after sitting out all of last year with a knee injury. So, I mean, it's been important for him, and playing in the Summer League is going to be very important for Mike Muscala for the Hawks. Aaron Kraft, for example, was playing ball for the Sixers Summer League team when they were in Orlando, when they were playing a series of games there. Now when they go to Las Vegas, Tim Frazier is going to be playing there. So they'll keep everybody up to date on that. Also staying in Las Vegas is where DJ Newbill is right now, because DJ Newbill is at the LeBron James Skills Camp.
Wow.
And LeBron James is at the Skills Camp, by the way. Yeah, he is actually there. It just doesn't have his name on it. He actually physically goes to it. So
apparently not doing it for the money.
No, but you know what?
He likes that stuff.
But you know what? He's been in the league 11 years, Bob. And do you realize that he, not one time in his career, he has ever been the highest paid player in this team? Not
that's
one
hard
time.
To believe.
That's an astounding fact, and I accept it, but wow.
I mean, in 11 years, not one time in his career, you know, and I don't think it really matters too much in the end, but I guess at this stage, he's gonna get the max deal. When he gets the max deal this time, it'll be the first time in his career that he was the highest paid player on the team. As I said, he took less money to go to Miami because of the winning part of it. So he structured his contract. Now, he still got paid a ton of money, right? But he could have received over $20 million if he had stayed with Cleveland, while at Miami he got about $15 million. Now, that's in the basketball sense. We all know when it comes to endorsements and so forth, by being a winner at Miami, it has opened the door to exponential riches on endorsements, including that new McDonald's deal that he has. So, I mean, it's paid off in other ways. I'm just saying, in terms of his basketball salary, his basketball salary, he has never been the highest paid player in his team, not one time in his 11-year NBA career.
Speaks to his lack of ego.
Well, I mean, some people will dispute that.
But I think it does.
I have always said that. I know people were upset with how he did the decision was wrong. I mean, that was all wrong.
Sure.
But, I appreciate why he did it. The guy wanted to win, and he actually took less money to win. The reason it's not looked at that way is because of the pompous, phony nature by how which he announced it. But he took less money because he wanted to win. I appreciate that tremendously.
Absolutely.
And you know what's really neat about his decision this time? It's all about the anticipation.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a Heinz ketchup commercial.
I mean, isn't it, Kev?
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Bob Buehner's on board. The Prince of Heinz Ketchup is on board.
That's a reach.
What?
That's a thinking joke.
It's an intellectual audience.
That's true.
I mean, I show up thinking the audience is extremely intelligent. How do you show up?
I show up.
And that explains it all. That explains it all right there in a nutshell, everybody.
I make no... I have no preset.
You want to know how the show really works? You just heard it.
I have no preconceived notions.
The Lift for Life is going to take place on Saturday from 11 to 1. Now, you're saying, okay, Saturday, because each of the last 3 years, we have broadcast live on Friday from the Lift for Life. This time it's going to be on a Saturday, 11 to 1 at the lacrosse field next to the indoor track and across the street, right across the street from Haluba Hall. All the big names are going to be involved in this, and I want to tell the fans that go that it goes from 11 to 1, and when it's over with, there'll be a one-hour autograph session with the players from 1 to 2, and you will not be restricted on items that you bring. It won't be just like, here's a poster, get it signed. Here's a poster, get it signed. You want to bring a hat, a jersey, you know, whatever you want, a T-shirt, you know, a poster. To get signed, they will sign them for you.
Can you get James Franklin to sign a football for me, please?
He will not be there.
Oh.
The coaches, you have to understand, this is considered to be a summer workout.
That's true.
The coaches are allowed to go to the event in a spectator capacity. They are not allowed to interact with the players in terms of any instruction. They're not allowed to, except for Dwight Gault and the strength and conditioning staff. So Deej and Chuck and those guys, they can all interact with them. Obviously, Dwight can, because they're the ones running the workout. But it's a two-hour workout that is being conducted by the strength and conditioning coaches. The coaching staff itself, the game coaches, they can be there to watch like you can as a fan, but they cannot interact on the field with them. All right? So, and if you want his autograph, you can. All right. So let's bring in Ben Klein. Ben Klein is the leader of uplifting athletes here at Penn State. Outside linebacker. Big day coming up. Ben, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Steve, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Ben, let's talk about the money. It comes in. People always want to know, how do you get it? How do you acquire it? Then where does it go to help out?
Yeah, so we get money from generous donors who give online, through checks that they mail to the football building, or who actually come out to Lift for Life and support us at the event on Saturday or whatever day it is. So once we get it, all the money goes directly to kidney cancer research, and that's the best part. Penn State's chapter of Uplifting Athletes is the single largest annual donor to the Kidney Cancer Association that exists. And that, I think that's something that's really special, that we're the biggest one, and it's run entirely by football players who you would think would have other things to do, but we really, you know, focus on giving back, and we want to give back, and I think we do it in a great way.
Over the years, I think people have heard...
Yeah, so the guy, there's going to be drills set up. As long as they want, they can stay out there the whole time and run around. Or if they don't want to stay out the whole time, they can just come in for, you know, 10, 20, half hour. And they can have a great time with the players, get some great pictures, run through some drills, get some instruction, and just have a lot of fun.
You've immersed yourself in this. That's why you've ascended to the position that you have here. When you first got involved, where did the passion kick in to then help raise money for this worthy cause?
Well, I think first off, you know, all of us understand that we've been given a platform, and it's important that we should be able to give, you know, use it to give back to people who don't have one. And I think that Uplifting Athletes, with their focus on rare diseases, really gives a platform to people who don't have it. And I think that's a really, really special thing. So that really touched me, and I know it touches a lot of guys. And just seeing how dedicated the upperclassmen that ran it before us were to it, that really kind of inspired us to take on a bigger role and to, you know, to make it as good as we can. Because like you said, there's been over $825,000 raised for kidney cancer in the past few years, and that doesn't happen without a lot of work, you know, over the past 12 years. And we want to make sure that work continues and that it keeps getting passed on and keeps being a great tradition here.
No question. There was also, during the blue-white game, you wore special practice jerseys that had the Uplifting Athletes logo in the front. No names on the back, because that has to go through compliance. And yep, a silent auction. Where did the idea come up to do that? And then, of course, Coach Franklin getting behind it. What did that mean?
It was great. Coach was super supportive from the beginning. Really understood what we were trying to do and understood how important it was to us. And, you know, that really helped us a lot, and we really appreciated that out of him. And then the idea just came from all of us sitting around and thinking, you know, what's a great platform that already exists that we can use to help, you know, spread this cause and spread the awareness for what we're doing. And the blue-white game stuck out. A lot of guys had a lot of great ideas for how we could, you know, use that to kind of spread what we were doing. And the jerseys were what we decided on, and it ended up being a great event. We auctioned 20 of them off online and raised $10,000, and we're auctioning another 20 off on Saturday and hoping to raise some more money. So it's been an awesome fundraiser and awesome awareness thing for us, and it's really paid off.
Let me ask you about the auction on Saturday with that. Is that something where when people show up they can physically make a bid, or is it something you have to do online? How will that work, Ben?
Nope, it's a physical bid, silent auction. So it's only going to be the people at the event that are able to bid. There'll be 20 jerseys. We have some great numbers selected, some classic Penn State numbers. It's going to be awesome. Game-worn stuff that fans can get their hands on, and it's a great chance for them to come out, get some memorabilia, and give back to a great cause, because all the money that's made through that auction will go, once again, right directly back to kidney cancer research.
Will that table be inside the confines of the lacrosse field, or is it going to be just outside? Where will that table be so people can locate it?
That table is going to be right inside the front gate. It's going to be right inside the front gate, right when you walk in. You're not going to be able to miss it. It's going to be set up right there. It'll be nice and clear, and fans can go over there and bid on the jerseys if you'd like.
Let's talk about what your day will be like. I get the feeling that when 7 o'clock rolls around, you'll probably already be hard at work.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy day for all of us. You know, a lot of the guys who are more involved in the planning aspect of it are going to be putting in a pretty long day, getting out there early, making sure we can get everything set up and make it a great day for the fans. But, you know, we're happy to do it. We think it's going to be a great day for a great cause. So, you know, guys are willing to make that sacrifice and come out whenever we need them to.
And obviously going through this is another strength and conditioning coach. Discuss Dwight Gault and how this was put together through him so it fits the summer conditioning program but also can showcase the cause itself.
Coach Gault was great. As soon as we presented him with the idea and we told him, you know, this is going to happen, he got behind it 100%. He said, let's make this the best thing it can possibly be. You know, the strength coaches, this is a cool aspect because it's run by the players and it's run through the strength program. So, you know, the strength coaches really, when they rally behind it, it makes it really cool because, you know, they have their stamp on it as well and they want to make it great. And he's done a great job with it. He picked some great events for this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. 225 rep bench press. rep max, deadlift exhibition. It's going to be more of a powerlifting.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Great stuff for fans to see, and I think it fits our program well, and it fits what we're trying to do well.
This also include the sled push, a tire flip, which is a tradition that used to be the very end of the workout. Now it's going to be in the middle of it. A shuttle, tug run, and last but not least, the showcase at the end, the tug of war. So that's those will be all the events.
Yep, definitely. It's going to be a great day. The guys are ready to get put through the paces a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What kind of relationship over time have you developed with Scott Shirley, who is the one who initiated Uplifting Athletes?
I think Scott Shirley's story is absolutely remarkable, and he's a remarkable person. You know, his father was diagnosed with kidney cancer, so he started this as a student organization here, Uplifting Athletes. And he wasn't really sure, you know, how it was going to go, and he wanted it to kind of become a Penn State thing. But then when he left, he realized he could grow it into a national thing. Now there's 21 chapters throughout the country. They're adding more chapters every year, and it's great. They all have their own rare disease that they raise money for that kind of connects with their program. So we had kidney cancer because of Scott and his father, and other programs have other diseases based on their stories. So I think it's a great way to make it, you know, a personal thing for the program. It's really cool how it started here at Penn State as just a normal student organization, and now it's grown into a national nonprofit.
And based on my research, I believe the Penn State fundraising, and this is, by the way, not to put down anybody who donates any dollar to any other Uplifting Athletes organization is tremendous, but just to point out the passion behind Penn State's fundraising is four times larger than the number two school, which I find to be remarkable.
Yeah, and I think that just shows that, you know, Uplifting Athletes is a Penn State brand, and it's awesome. And as much as it's growing nationally, it's so ingrained here that I hope that's the way it stays. I mean, you know, you love to see those other chapters do well, but at the same time, you know, we're competitive guys, so we want to make sure that we're beating these other schools and we're raising more money than they are and we're making an impact. And I think that's a cool way to make it, you know, a little bit competitive within the schools as well, and it really fits, you know, the overall idea of Uplifting Athletes.
Uplifting Athletes, I mentioned earlier, here has raised over $825,000. It will take some work, but how important is it to you that eventually it clears the million mark before you leave here?
That's one thing that, you know, our crew really wants to get done. I mean, it would be such a cool experience for it to be the culmination of 12 years of guys before us, you know, all their hard work to finally break through that $1 million, you know, ceiling and just let it soar past that. I think it's going to be a really special moment, and I really hope it happens while we're here.
It's been, obviously, you will not be able to participate on Saturday, so obviously we know it's been a tough summer for you. How much has planning for this and immersing yourself in this at least taken away some of the pain of not being able to participate this time?
You know, the way that it works and the way that it just brings a whole other thing to the college experience. It's just really cool, and being able to give back and make a positive impact, I think, is something that everybody really, really enjoys and can really immerse themselves in and really feel good about. And I'm no different. It's definitely helped me a lot, just being able to do this and see positive impacts come out of it. It's unbelievably rewarding.
You get an opportunity too, because families show up that have benefited from research donations. When you meet them, how quickly does it bring it home that, my goodness, we are actually making a difference?
Yeah, I mean, the money that Penn State's raised in the last 12 years has directly funded research that has resulted in four new treatments being put out on the market for kidney cancer, which is just unbelievable. When somebody can come up to you and say, I had kidney cancer, I got treatment XYZ, and I know that the money that you raised here paid for that. I mean, that's just unbelievable when that happens, and it just comes directly back, and it comes full circle, and you really see, you know, the difference that's being made.
We're with Penn State linebacker Ben Klein, leader and one of the organizers for the Lift for Life that will take place Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Penn State lacrosse field. By the way, after this is over with, you will have an opportunity for the players to have an autograph session with the fans.
Yep, from 1 to 2, it'll be a full autograph session with all the players. Great chance to get some access, take pictures, get autographs, talk to the guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know the guys are looking forward to hanging out with the fans, meeting the fans, and I think it's going to be, you know, a great way to cap the event.
And there's another part to it, too. In other words, if they bring items, it's not going to be a specific year, this is the only thing you can sign, I'll sign it. You're going to make it wide open for the fans.
Yeah, the fans can bring whatever they want. So any memorabilia that they have, you know, we encourage them. Bring it out to the event. Get it signed by the guys. You know? You're not going to get another chance to get a more intimate setting with the entire team than you are there. You know, it's going to be a good group. The whole team's going to be there. There's going to be a great group of fans there, and there'll be plenty of access to the players to get whatever you want signed. And we encourage you, come, enjoy the day, support us, help us raise some money for kidney cancer, get whatever you want signed. You know, it's just a win-win for everybody.
Also, what does it take to set this? You know, take me through just through a year, Ben. What does it take to get you to this point? There are other things that you do during the year, because Jesse and you were both on the show to talk about the basketball event that you took part in. Take me through just a year about the number of meetings it takes so that you're organized for this Saturday.
Oh, it's an unbelievable time commitment. The amount the guys put in is really impressive. You know, it really is a testament to how seriously we take it. And there's tons of faculty and staff members who help us, you know, through all the ropes, and just between meeting with them and getting everything set up, it's a huge time commitment to put an event like this together, and it's really cool that, you know, we on the team, you know, all take responsibility of it and ownership of it, and put a great event together every year.
Also, the State College Spikes game, I believe it's Friday night, will have a way for fans to donate through tickets, and I think people should be aware of that as well.
Yeah, so Friday night, is still online. You can order tickets using the username Uplifting and the password Athletes, and a large portion of your ticket proceeds, around $8 of your ticket proceeds, will go directly to our organization, therefore directly to Kidney Cancer Research. Now, flyers, when you buy your ticket at the gate, you show them your flyer, and those tickets will be credited to the Uplifting Athletes as well. So we have a great round of promotions, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of ways you can support over the weekend.
And again, last year, Uplift, this event, Live for Life, drew about, they're hoping that 2,000 could possibly get into the event this year. And that would be a big plus all the way through. Saturday's going to be a long day. Seeing you on Saturday morning.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, one quick note before you go. One quick note.
Yep.
If somebody wants to donate online right now, how can they do that?
Go to upliftingathletes.org and select the Penn State chapter, and go down into the page and follow the directions. It'll send you to the donation page. You can go in, you can make a donation to the offense, defense, any position group, or the general whole team donation. So there's a lot of ways to support, and that's a great one.
Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate it again.
Thank you very much.
Ben Klein, Penn State outside linebacker. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Live for Life will take place Saturday at 11-1 at the lacrosse field. The event has changed and evolved over time. It used to be from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. They did it in stages. They had an 11-stage workout. Then they moved it to 2 hours, and they did that the last 2 years on a Friday afternoon. We broadcast live from it each of the last 2 years. Now they're going to take it and move it to Saturday, 11-1, with the idea that more people can come in because they have more time on a Saturday to come into town to see it and be a part of it. And there'll be an autograph session that will be, I think, far easier for fans to get access to, because the players are going to be out there for an entire hour from 1 to 2 signing, and they're not going to restrict what you sign. They're not going to restrict that at all. So, you know, you want to be, you know, you want to bring a hat, a shirt, jersey, whatever.
Zeppelin.
The bean bag that Kevin tosses
exactly
into the clown's mouth.
Hey, that Ben Klein, talk about articulate. Holy cow.
Yeah, you know what? What's been hard is that he did get hurt this summer.
Yeah.
He's a really good player. And he's just one of those guys that you naturally want to root for anyway. Because he's just... But you know what? You know, you overcome adversity, and you do something, and you work your tail off to give back to other people who need it.
Hey,
In the end, we're all trying to do that, aren't we? We're trying to give back.
Right, and you know what? Ben Klein has success written all over him, whatever he does.
Well put, Bob. Well put. Kevin, you want to add anything?
No, I'm good.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.